Shalom, 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 Israel. This is Yakaz Kwayahu, and welcome to the Follower of the Way podcast. I pray that you are doing well. I pray that the Most High is keeping you in everything that you're doing. I pray that there is safety and security in your life. Brothers and sisters, there is so much uncertainty that's happening right now upon the earth, and it's been that way for a very long time. But in the midst of this uncertainty, I pray that you find peace and shalom, and you know that Yahuwah Tsavaot is your helper in all things. That's what I think we all have to really understand at this time in our lives, is that Yahuwah is our helper. It is so important that we see this, brothers and sisters. It's so important that we understand that all of our help, every single thing that we have, that we get, comes from Yahuwah Tsavaot. And I understand, and I understand that sometimes, by looking at the news, if you're one of those people that look at the news on a regular basis and you're very worried about, even from financial situations, you know, maybe the finances are not the best as what you would like for them to be, whatever the case may be. I think we need to understand and realize that it doesn't matter any of those circumstances, right? The Most High is our helper. And we have to really, truly understand these things, because what I think we fail to realize as humans, right, is that we are first and foremost a spirit. And this is why last time, if you listened to my last message about, especially when I'm talking about this last few topics that we've talked about or I've discussed, is that we are looking for, and we should be looking for, a spiritual connection with our Heavenly Father, right? We should be looking for a complete spiritual journey, connection, relationship with our Father, right? There are many pastors out there, there are many preachers out there, especially even in the walk, this walk, the so-called truth, as they will, that will not tell you that. They'll tell you things like, oh, it's the, you want to have a more or somebody that's going to have the word for you. And you know, in some instances, especially if you can get with somebody that is truly, truly, truly not after themselves, not after any type of recognition or the financial gain, they're truly after listening to or giving you the complete and unadulterated definitions or communication or what's best, anything from the scriptures, right, in your life. But even on top of that, every single one of us should be able to have that pure connection. We should be, that's why the Bible says to pray without ceasing. It doesn't say to have your pastor or your more pray without ceasing. Every single one of us should be praying without ceasing, so that if somebody comes into your midst, right, and they're coming to you with a word, that whatever they say, whatever they say, your spirit will coincide, will mesh. Like, the Father's not going to send somebody to you and tell you something that He's not going to reveal to you Himself, right? That's what I'm trying to say. So that's the complete relationship that we need to have with our Father, right? No matter what. So that means that when trials arise, right? Like the scripture tells us to count it all joy when you're under diverse trials and diverse temptations, right? Because how else are you going to get that connection? How else are you going to be as gold, so to speak? How else, without these type of trials. Like if you really understand the process it takes to really get a pure looking substance of gold that you can go and you can buy from the coin man, or you can go and buy online at epmex.com. I'm not plugging anybody. I'm just saying, if you know about shopping for gold, you should know about these places anyway. But where else can you get this pure substance if they don't take the time to take it and mine it from the earth, and then they go and they heat it to temperatures beyond more than you can think about, and then when it's done, it's created this beautiful looking coin, or this beautiful ounce of, or gold bar, or whatever, right? It has to go through a process to be that fine, refined, and that polished. Same thing that happens for us with trials and temptations and these type of things. And the more you go through these things, the more you go through these trials, then you will come out like pure gold, right? So being stressed out, being worried about your financial situation is not going to give you, that's not going to help you get through that portion where you can come out like gold, actually, right? Honestly, other things could happen from that. Other things can happen from that. Right? You got to really think about that. For example, let's just say that I'm so worried about, like, just think about even let's go back a couple years with the pandemic, guys. They pushed it in your ears and our ears over and over and over again, over and over and over and over again. The news is all up on it about the worries and about all these people so-called dying, which, you know, but that's beyond that. And I don't want to go over that again. But anyway, if you were one of those people that was really stressed about that and worried about that, worried about your life in that manner, how much of that was really putting your trust and faith in what the Most High said, right? I mean, let's be realistic. Regardless how you feel about vaccinations or whatever like that, they have not created a vaccine yet that to have you not be able to die, right? People go through and they do all the stuff they necessarily have to do or they need to do to take care of their health. And if something strange happens, boom, and they die at strange circumstances, right? So nothing that man can create can cause anybody to live forever. It's out of our hands. So being stressed out about something that could possibly kill you, it's kind of pointless. It's kind of pointless, right? People are dying for crap that they're eating at McDonald's or what have you. You know, how many times people have to come out and show you that McDonald's does not mold after 4, 5 months, 8 months, and it stays, looks exactly the same like it did when you first bought it, but people are still eating McDonald's. Same thing with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is going through the same process. A lady just recently had a Chick-fil-A that she kept for 4 months and no mold whatsoever. So whatever chemicals and poisons they're putting on these foods is not stopping people from eating them, regardless of how many people are coming out and showing that this stuff is poison, right? They're printing meat now. They keep recalling meats. They keep, right? Never stops nobody, right? They just recalled all these Teslas. These things is not stopping people from putting their life in jeopardy, even though they're telling you, hey, look, this thing might kill you, right? They're still going out and doing these things and playing Jeopardy or playing Russian roulette with their lives. That's just the nature of people. So the way they came at this whole thing all these years ago now and pushed in your mind that you got to have the vaccine if you want to save lives was actually, what do you call it? The Bible calls it vain, right? it was a vain thing, because nothing you do can cause you to live forever, right? If it's your time to go, if the Most High requires your soul at that time, then it's time to go. Nothing else does matter in that case, right? So if that is our focus, these things as the trials of the world, if that's truly our focus and not the one who is our true helper, then that's where we start running into problems. You can't be tried. You can't come out like pure gold if the fires and trials of life is burning you up, right? If you're not withstanding the heat, it's burning you up. Like the old saying they used to say back in the day, and I'm sure they still might say, if you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. Well, heat is necessary. Heat is necessary. Heat is necessary. Heat is necessary to make your plates. Heat is necessary to make bricks. Heat is necessary to build gold. Heat is necessary to cook your food. Heat is necessary, right? And from coming out the other end of the heat is usually, generally speaking, some beautiful masterpiece, unless it's food or something, you burn it. But food, I mean, you have to time that perfectly, right? But still, heat is necessary. Heat makes weapons, right? Heat is necessary. So the trials of life is your heat. It's your heat. Heat is necessary. So the only thing I can truly say is that when the fire gets turned up in your lives, the only thing that you really need to do is be thankful and pray to the Most High and be happy about these things. He said, count it all joy and understand that Yahuwah is your helper. So if you need help to get through this thing, call out to him. Yahusha himself cried out to the Father on several occasions right before he was captured in the Garden of Gethsemane. If it be your will, right? There was no other way for it to happen. But what happened? The word says that angels were sent to minister to Yahusha. Right? Understand, brothers and sisters, that without the trials of life, now you have to distinguish what is what. Is this a trial of life, or is this something I'm going through because of my sin and disobedience? That's something else you have to understand. You always have to ask yourself, like, okay, what did I do in this case? Most High might reveal to you if you ask sincerely with a true heart and open heart. What did I do in this case? All right, well, this is what I did. This is what I did. Okay, now what do I do now that I know what I did? You have to repent. And 9 times out of 10, repentance is not going to cause or stop your punishment. You're going to deal with that punishment and continue on walking righteously as best as you can until that punishment is over. Right? But even still, even on top of all that, we all have to go to the Father and understand and know where our help comes from. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 13 says, for I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, will hold your right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. Psalms 22:19, but be not thou far from me, O Yahuwah, O my strength, haste thee to help me. There's all these scriptures about help. He tells you he's going to help you, and you have to understand that he will help you. Many times we don't take the help, or do we accept the help or go to the Father for the help. Many people don't like to be helped or don't like help. right? And it's one thing when you're dealing with humans, right? And sometimes even then, sometimes the Father sends his help through his people, right? Like the story that everybody likes to tell about the person that there was a big tornado or hurricane or whatever like that. And this guy was on top of a roof and he kept saying, he calling for help, praying to the Father for help. And the Father sent him this thing. And then he turned away, no, I'm waiting on the Father. And he sent another thing. And the person said, turned him away, he said, no, I'm waiting on the Father. And he said one last thing, a helicopter, because the water was up to his ankles or to his neck. And then he didn't take it because he was waiting on the Father. And the Father, then he died, went to heaven. The guy said, hey, look, hey, I was waiting for you. You didn't help me. He said, look, I sent these things to you and you never accepted the help. So you have to really be discerning too about where your help is coming from, right? Is this from the Father, right? If you're in need of something, he's not going to just come down and with this big hand and just hand you these things, right? Or he's just, we're going to see, he's going to part all the time. No, that's not always going to be the case. But sometimes he's going to send his help through his people. Psalms 124 verse 8, our help is in the name of Yahuwah who made heaven and earth, right? Psalms 46, 1, Elohim is our refuge and our strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. You guys have to remember these scriptures. Psalm 79, 9, help us, O Yahuwah, of our salvation for the glory of your name and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Purge away our sins for thy name's sake. He can even help you by purging away our sins. Have you thought about that? The amount of help that the Most High is offering us or has for us is unlimited. It's unlimited in the amount of help that he has for us. Unlimited, unwavering, right? His tender mercies renew daily. Unlimited, unwavering. That's some great help. Right? There's so much stuff going on, so much distractions. You got the Cat Williams interview. You got all these different things that's going on out there in the world. You got these so-called fake thieving pastors out here that have been stealing your money for all these years, and now all of a sudden they're being caught with all these erroneous and vile allegations against them, right? And so many people, so many of our people are so silly in their thing, like, oh, and they're still giving them passes, right? And when I said this before, if you might have heard this, and if you haven't, I'm going to say it again. The enemy's job is only to accuse you for why are you giving him something to accuse? Why is your name being mentioned in these lights? Why is your name being labeled amongst the sinners? Now, unless you're like Yahusha and they have false witnesses, but no. Not only do they have witnesses, they have multiple witnesses saying the same thing, right? This isn't no case of Yahusha and being falsely accused for the Pharisees' sake. No, these are people that are running with these people, right? I just saw just recently another singer came out and was talking about the so-called gospel community and how they're dealing with having extramarital sex or fornicating and sleeping with children, right? But because of our people's stupidity, our silliness, our blindness, our wanting to hear itching, our ears looking for itching words, we are going to bypass all that. We're going to let that slide, right? Just because these people are black, just because they're Hebrews, the Bible tells you clear as day that there's a very small remnant of our people that kept righteous acts. You may not like what I just said, but I'm saying it. The Bible tells you plain as clear. Plain as day. That's why you think we're in this land of our captivity? Why you think, even if you want to believe, which I do believe too, even if you do believe that we were the natives of the United States as well, which only came to be because we had to leave our land to come over here. Certain tribes came over here from our land and started new. But look what happened. Why did Columbus and them come over here and start doing what they did? Because again and again, we were obedient or disobedient to the words of the Most High. So why do you think we're in this position as we are as a people? If every single one of us, no matter what we do, people are accusing us falsely. Or, that's basically all I got to say. If all of our people are always being accused falsely for something, does that really make sense? Does that make sense knowing how we are as a people? So now we are at this stage right now where we are going to, there's so much stuff happening spiritually. We have to get our spiritual mind in order, and we have to seek help from the Most High during this time, because what's coming, I don't think many of us are ready for it. And if you're not ready for it, you're going to get caught off guard. And I need you to understand these things, because you need to have understanding of where your help is coming from, especially if you're going to cast out things or you're going to be binding things. If you're truly going to be doing these things, you need to know where your help comes from, and you need to know how to access this help. And you need to be in tune with this help, not just at the time that it happens. Just like exercise. You don't want to exercise. I've talked about this before as an analogy. You want to exercise and build yourself up. You just can't lift 300 pounds right off the bat. You got to build yourself up. First, I'm going to do 100 pounds, then I'm going to do 110, then I'm going to do 120, and I'm going to continue working my way up every single week, every single time, until eventually I'm able to do that 300 pounds. Spiritual manners, spiritual fighting, spiritual conditioning is the exact same thing. So, brothers and sisters, with that being said, I'm going to let you go. But I want you to contemplate and think about this spiritual walk that I've been talking about for this last few months, or this last month or so now. And I want you to really get a hold of this, because with stuff that's going on in Miami, if you didn't hear about it, that they was actually, and you know, many people are saying that there was a 10-foot demon that was in the Miami Mall just not too long ago. If that's what's going to be coming out, especially if you really think about what the Bible said, the end is going to be about to be like the times of Noah. Well, Genesis 6 gives you an indication of what happened during the times of Noah with giants on the earth. If this is the time, we do need to have our spiritual armor ready at all times. All right. With that being said, brothers and sisters, I thank you. I love you all. And until next time, have a good one. And remember where your help lies. Shalom.